Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, The Third Ingredient. That book's won 5 international awards. Thank you for supporting it. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Lisa Wentz is here. Lisa is author of Grace Under Pressure, a new book. It's Grace Under Pressure, a master class in public speaking. She's an expert in that world. Founder of San Francisco Voice Center. She's an accent specialist. We're talking about how to become better and more comfortable with and more successful as a presenter, as a public speaker. You know, Lisa, out here on Main Street, we're more likely to present a proposal to a customer than we are to give a speech. But either one of those is getting up in front of somebody and declaring. You're declaring something. You're trying to you know, convince people, bring them over to your side. And anything we can do to help them with that. And one of the things you talk about in your book, you help people deal with anxiety, unconscious habits, mannerisms. We used to call those mannerisms. Let's talk about mannerisms for a minute, or what you call unconscious habits. When I was being taught how to sell decades ago, probably before you were born, they talked about mannerisms. And we would do role plays, and we'd point out each other's mannerisms. Where you use the way you gesture with your hands, the way you might close your eyes when you talk to people, or you might have verbal mannerisms like saying, you know, or like Lisa, what do you like think about that? You know, that's a mannerism. What do you think?
I think that it's important to note to them, and one good way to do it is if you have the opportunity to be speaking somewhere, is have it filmed. And that way you can really see and hear
how
you're presenting. And then, you know, give some feedback to yourself. And I also think two things. One, when you have a lot of people giving you feedback, it should be very constructive. Mm-hmm. I usually tell my clients not to get lots of different feedback from people because you could get conflicting feedback or people will say, well, this is weird or this is off or you're doing this, but they don't know how to fix it. So I wouldn't encourage anything that would create more self-consciousness. But how do you get rid of it is the question, right? So let's say you have a particular habit. You weren't aware, and then you notice you have this habit or mannerism, as you said. Once you notice it and become aware of it, the best thing to do is replace it with something else.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a response to nerves, if it's a physiological response that's happening, maybe your heart's starting to race, you're getting extra energy, so your hands are flailing about or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have so much energy, you need that energy to dissipate and go somewhere. I think you have to deal with that on a physiological level. So doing a vocal warm-up, a breathing exercise, things that will help decrease the adrenaline rush and help keep you very focused on your mm-hmm. content and your purpose for speaking. And then calm the adrenaline rush, which is likely causing whatever your mannerism or tic is to increase.
One of the things, yeah, absolutely, and one of the things that I also encourage people to do is practice. Get the first two or three behind you that didn't turn out so great. Learn from those and move on and make the next one better. I mean, I've been making sales presentations for over a half century. I've been public speaker for 30 years, and I'd like to think I get better. I'm going to be better tomorrow than I am today. Practice. Do it as often as you can. That helps, does it? Especially if you're self-aware of things that you need to improve. What do you think?
Practice? Sure, just like any skill, you know. And for instance, in the book, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek in a way, but it's actually pretty true as well. I note that when people go up to start speaking in public, they have that, you know, expectation that they're going to be perfect at it or they're going to be great at it or something like that, which is unrealistic until you get some work and practice and try different things and get more comfortable with it. Any other thing that we would try, we wouldn't have such a expectation of ourselves. If I went out and played basketball the first couple times, I wouldn't say, hey, how come I'm not as good as Michael Jordan? How come I'm not Magic Johnson? You know, I mean, we wouldn't do that, right?
Right.
Because for most skills, we know that there's a given, that there's a learning curve, that there's practice involved and work involved. But I think because we don't realize that most people who are great speakers did have practice in doing it and did cultivate that skill, I think that we just don't see that.
Another thing that I think is important is when you speak about something, speak about things that you know well. Speak about the things that you're the best at, that and one of the things that I really try to encourage small business owners to assume, and they don't do this as much as they should, believe that you're an expert. If you own a small business, you're an expert in what you do. You are maybe the expert. Believe that, own that, claim that, and focus on that when you're speaking to people. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. If you are presenting your company, you are the expert in the room. Or if you're presenting what your company does, what problem your company solves, or what service you have, you're definitely the expert. I think that sometimes you could be in a situation where you're being asked questions that you may not be an expert in. Mm-hmm. So you could be a small business owner on a panel, and people are, during the Q&A, might ask you a question that you don't know the answer to, or you're not 100%. Mm-hmm. Being okay with that is also part of the picture.
I don't know the answer to that. Just say it. I don't know.
You could say, yes, then there's other ways to say it. Yeah. If it's something that's being developed, you could say, we're working on that. I'll have mm-hmm. an answer for
I'll get,
you.
I'll get back you know, with you. That's a good one. I'll get back with you on that. Hey, Lisa, yeah. Hold on to that thought. I got to come back and... I got to take another break, and we come back. We're going to talk about storytelling. I love this part of this, storytelling. The book is called Grace Under Pressure. Lisa Wentz is the author, and as you can tell, she knows her stuff.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.